EnglishPod.com.
Welcome back, movie lovers, to another premiere movie review. My name is Richard Clark, and I am joined today by the very erudite David Watson.
Thank you, Dick. Today, we're going to talk about the movie Lion King. Tell me, what is your impression of this film?
Well, I think this film is simply a fable, depicting man's eternal greed for power, and in my opinion, it's a very fine film. Even despite the accusations of plagiarism of traditional folktales from other countries, the musical score was amazing, the animation was very well done, and the story was simply enchanting.
I think otherwise. Even though the animation was technically strong, and as you say, the score and songs performed by Elton John were great, the film lacked certain originality. It lacked heart, and I would dare to say, it was too predictable.
Predictable? How? Come on, Dave. It's a G-rated movie. It's for the kids. It's not a thriller.
Well, that's just it. It did have some very dramatic and intense scenes. For example, when Mufasa dies, or the dark, grim portrayal of Scar. Even so, the film is linear. Mufasa dies, Simba runs away thinking it's his fault, falls in love, and returns to retake what's rightfully his. It's just too cliche.
How can it be cliche? It's a fable. It's telling a time-honored story. The movie makes a point of how the hunger of power leads to corruption and teaches children of the value of respect, life, and love.
You have always been so soft, Dick.
Open your heart, Dave. Don't shut us out.
Anyway, that's all for today, folks. Join us next time as we talk about how to lose a guy in 10 days. I'm sure you'll love that one, Dick.